Another one of those ruminations. And this one, I'd like to shine a spotlight on the whole Patricia Krenwinkel situation. And for those that don't know, Patricia Krenwinkel, age 77, is now considered for parole, was considered for parole in one of the articles that I read. And this was concerning the Manson family murders. And Manson, in short, for those that don't know, is the guy that they said ended the 60s for them. The Helter Skelter murders were a well-known, publicized situation. And Krenwinkel was a part of it, just as much a part of it as Manson was. She actually did the murders that Manson had ordered. And in the murder, she was the one, I believe it was her, Susan Atkins, or both, that had gave Sharon Tate, this was their first murders, and really it was the second, because before that it was a music teacher that had gotten, that had gotten shot and killed and dealt with. But in this one, Patricia Krenwinkel had gave Sharon Tate an emergency C-section, a C-section that Sharon Tate did not opt for, which had also killed her because she had bled to death when Krenwinkel and Adkins or both had cut out the baby, and slapped the baby to life and what have you. And I wonder what happened with that kid, after that. Is the kid still alive? Did the baby die from all of those complications? Because if you read into it, Sharon Tate was far along enough in her pregnancy to have this baby, and she was going to have that kid at any minute. But Krenwinkel gave complications to all that, took the baby out, and left Sharon Tate to bleed. And what the California justice system, legal system, or whatever, was trying to parole her, and that's what had happened. Now, Governor Newsom of California, the presidential wannabe, as they put it, which is a terrible choice, by the way, had denied Krenwinkel a chance at parole. He denied her parole, but then again, the courts, oh, no, he denied her a pardon. So Governor Newsom denied Krenwinkel a pardon, whereas the California legal system had granted her a chance of parole, which she should have never gotten, despite the so-called elderly boomer problems that she was trying to express to get her out. And so what the legal system ended up doing was paroling the bitch anyway. Like, what the fuck? I saw that shit and I was like, ah, oh, dude, not, come on, dude. If anybody deserves a walk through the ninth circle, it's this bitch. You took out a baby against the will of the mother. I mean, you could say that she either performed an abortion or a birth that Sharon Tate did not consent to, and they were just stabbing her and everyone in that place. And she was one of the ones that it scribbled the messages in blood, pig and helter skelter, death to pigs and shit like that, trying to start a race war, which was where Manson's head was at. And speaking of his head, this guy was, Paul, excuse me, this guy was already a criminal, already a career criminal, but there is now unclassified documents, unredacted documents, in which Manson had visited Dr. Jolly West. And Dr. Jolly West is a was a go-to CIA asset when it came to medical affairs, because there's also mention of him visiting Jack Ruby's cell after he had killed Oswald, after he had took out Oswald and whatnot. And Jolly West had spiked Jack Ruby's drink with acid to keep him from talking and to, force him to an incompetent situation. And then, thereafter, Ruby had died in prison, years later after it. But back to the helter skelter thing, there was a clinic in California that Manson and the family would go to for their, for whatever ailment, for whatever situation. And Manson was given acid here, further exacerbating the problem of him being a career criminal, right? And for him to instill upon a mindset of, let's go out and start this helter skelter coming down fast and shit, his words, not mine. And for one of them to even, I can understand Linda Kasabian because she didn't participate in it. She was a witness, of course. And in many ways, an accomplice, too. But back to Krenwinkel. Krenwinkel was the one that did the deed, did the dirt, And now they want to parole her? Well, y'all know how California is. Shit. California being California. It's a classic case of which. But, that one bothered me, that troubled me, and angered me. I probably am going to talk about it in a bucket if I haven't already. And that just pissed me off, because if anybody deserves the under the jail sentence, the under the prison sentence, it would be Patricia Krenwinkel. But now they're taking her out, age 77, due to boomer problems. You see what we talk about when we say that a woman serves a third of the time of the same crime as another man. And you see it nowhere else but here, because had this been a man, I'm pretty sure we wouldn't be talking about him until his dying day in that prison cell, especially if that person was given a life sentence. Now, there are other problems with that part of the issue, but I thought I'd address that, because that really concerned and burnt me up when I found out about what had happened there. Well, there is a comment section, and you know what to do with that. I'm gonna get on out of here, catch you on the next bucket. See ya.